I think that the horse used to had to tread it. He never did get back his treading and the thing would turn there and it'd be up and just kept him walking up all the time that thing was turning.
Oh, I see. And that separated them. If you're talking about a person, if he's walking and he fell and fell on his face, if he didn't fall backwards, he'd fall what?
Forward.
Okay, and if he didn't fall forwards, he'd fall
back.
Okay. Do you ever hear anybody in you know, I bet you found this out when you were up in Detroit, or up in Michigan. They really think it's funny when they hear somebody say y'all, don't they?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. They get a big kick out of that.
Yeah, that's right.
But they think, you know, we use it when we're talking to just one person sometimes. They
use y'all. Not even a name but one.
Yeah. Let's see. What kind of bread do you buy at the store in a package?
Probably light bread.
Okay. What other kind of bread that you might make at home without flour?
Biscuits. We make biscuits. Well, we make pancakes.
Okay.
I don't know, some call them batter cakes, you know.
Okay.
Pancakes.
What about the rolls? Can you make rolls? Yeah. What is yeast bread? Have you ever heard of yeast bread?
Yeast bread.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's some kind of like in a loaf. And a loaf, you make it up like you do bread, but you put yeast in it and different things. I saw my auntie do it, but I never had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you cut it like you do light bread. Now, it's just not sliced like it is now. It is in one palm kind of like it. It's like light bread, but you slice it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeast bread.
Okay. What about bread that you can make out of meal?
Well, you can make muffins. And you can make just cornbread.
Okay. You ever make any spoon bread?
Corn bread.
What about, what is a corn bread?
Well, you make it up kind of like you do flour, kind of get it, it's meal.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of make it up like that and put it in a pone,
mm-hmm.
like that. And some of them will put ashes on it, put a powdered leaf down,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of powder.
I see. You ever make any crackling bread?
Yeah.
That's good eating.
Yeah, you eat some of it, ain't you?
Yes, sir. We used to raise our own hogs and butcher them every fall and eat cracklings and make crackling
good,
bread. What are the two parts of an egg?
Well, that's the white and the yolk.
Okay, and what color is the yolk?
Well, yellow.
Okay. You ever eat any poached eggs?
Yes.
How do you make them?
Well, you put it in boiling salt water for about 3 or 4 minutes. It's depend on how hard you want to
mm-hmm.
break it out and put it in water.
Mm-hmm.
And salt.
Mm-hmm.
And then just take it out, pour some of the butter on it, put it on toast if you want to put it in your plate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about if you didn't break the shell, if you just dropped the whole egg in there and let it go for about 5 or 10 minutes, you'd have what?
Oh, you have a soft boil, a hard boil. If it boiling fast, if it's 5 minutes, we'll get it hot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 3 minutes, and something like that, it'll be soft boil.
That's right.
Because the white would be kind of done, but the yellow wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. What do you eat with bacon in the morning, usually? Are you, a lot of people eat it with bacon, scrambled, what?
Egg.
Okay. The, what is salt pork?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing as bacon?
Yeah, bacon is sliced in one piece, you know, you kill that up and then you